Okay, we are now on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Bey, the very last line. Tazayin Oder Rishon. Okay. The Mishnah said that if a person says to his wife that that this is, the divorce will be effective today if I pass away, and the Mishnah, we had an argument, what is his status and their relationship during that period. Rabbi Yehuda said that totally considered married, and Rabbi Yezi said that it's a suffix, married or not married, because every second, maybe it's a second before they're going to pass away. So now we'll bring a number of opinions. So we learned Yomim Shem Beit Taim, the interim days between today and if he passes away, is Baila Zakai B'Mitzvayasa. The husband is her husband, therefore has all the rights that he has when he married her, that he still, anything she finds belongs to him. Uba Maisi, their earnings. Uba Fod, in annulling her in the Dorim, the Yershon, if he passes away, he will Yashin her. Umetamila, and if he's a Koyin, he is Metami to her as well. Kololi Shadova, the rule is Harei Huhi Ki Ishtay L'chol Dova. That she is considered his full-fledged wife. Elisha ain't a tzichemene get cheni. However, you don't need a second get. In other words, if he passed away, we'll say that this get took place. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, when does the get take place? Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that the get takes place a minute before he dies. The way Rashi learned, we're not talking about it, mehayoyim imati. Rashi says, he says, me'eish animes, right before I pass away. So therefore, until that moment, you're considered married, and when he passed away, the get took place 1 minute before. However, Rabbi Yossi says, remember in the Mishnah, he says, "Ein bereir," and every second was scared that maybe it's a second before he passes away. So it's always a suffix, which is, this second is divorce or not divorce. So therefore, he says here, Meir says, "Be'ilasa tluya." Meir says that if she had a relationship with another person, it's questionable. What is the status? Because if he dies in a minute, if he dies in a minute, then she was a free woman already. If he doesn't die till later, then she wasn't a free woman, so she therefore brings, we'll see any more later. So if for sure, if the husband does not die, then you bring a karma chattas. But if the husband dies, it's a suffix. We'll soon see more, explain what I'm saying. Rabbi Yezi says, Be'ilah's a suffix. Rabbi Yezi says, the Be'ilah's a suffix. Because he's saying, like a minute before I pass away, but every single second, maybe this is the minute before he passes away. So maybe she's already divorced, or maybe not. So therefore, if he dies, what you bring an Asham Tully. If the man doesn't die, that means it proves all along she was a married woman, you bring a Chattas. But if he does die, you bring an Asham Tully. Now, what I may say any differently, we'll soon see. According to the Meir, if he doesn't die, you bring a chattas, and if he does die, that means that she was a free woman, you bring nothing. So either you bring nothing, but if he doesn't die, you bring a chattas. According to Rabbi Yossi, even if he doesn't die, you bring a chattas, true, but if he does die, you still bring an Ashim Tali, because before he dies a second. If one? Yeah. A mayor says it's a suffix every second whether she's a shouldn't. We'll see in a second. Rabbi Yossi, same thing. The Chachamim, Rabbi Yochami say. We'll take more explain that in a minute. What's going to make Rabbi Yossi? Yes, according to Rabbi Yossi, bring an Ashram Tali. Chachamim, Mugereshes, Vein Mugereshes, Bavan Shiyamas. As long as he dies, then it's a suffix divorce. But if he didn't die, then she's a Vadai married woman, you got to bring Karma Chattas. Luchay's exact same thing as Rabbi Yossi. We'll soon see. First of all, my ikabed amei Rabbi Yossi. What's amei Rabbi Yossi? Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Ashem Tali ikabenayim. The difference is whether you bring Rabbi Yossi says that if the husband does die, he still have to bring an Ashem Tali because at the time he didn't know whether he'll die or not. Rabbi Meir lemaisi Ashem Tali. According to Rabbi Meir, you don't bring an Ashem Tali if he dies, he's completely potter. Well, Rabbi Yossi, and according to Rabbi Yossi, if he dies, that means you were a divorced woman at the time, so therefore you don't have to worry about it, and therefore you didn't commit adultery. According to Rabbi Yossi, no. We don't say, we ain't Brady, we don't say what happened later proves about now. Right now, you're in a status of a suffix, therefore you have to bring an Ashim Tali.
The Chachamim Omri Megereshes Ve'Einu Begereshes. Nu Hani Rabbi Yosi. What's a chiluk? Saying exactly the same Rabbi Yosi. That what? That if the guy dies, you bring an Ashtolol. If he doesn't die, you bring a Chatas. Ike Benai. If it is Rab Zeda. What do you mean? Amar Rabbi Zeda said, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, come on, because Chachamim Begereshes by Lechayim and say, Rab Zeda says, whenever we say the suffix, if she's divorced or not, the husband still has to provide for her. Only when we use the words Megereshes, Ve'Einu Begereshes, and since everyone agrees, Rab Zeda, Rab Yosi deliberately decided not to use the words Megereshes, Ve'Einu Begereshes, rather be lost a suffix, because he holds a husband does not have to take care of her anymore. Truma, for sure she cannot eat, but husband does not have to take care of anymore. She didn't want to use the word Megereshes, Ve'Einu Begereshes, because then you would learn like Rab Zeda that you have to sustain her. Exactly. Mishnah. This following is a get. So this is your get on the condition you give me $200. Harei zumi gureshes. So she's divorced. But titnin, she has to give him $200. And we're going to have a machlekes in the Gemara. So when does the get take effect? Only when she gives the $200, or is it retrospective? And say that what? That when she received the get, now that you gave a month later the $200, you get $200, she now is divorced from a month ago. Case number two. I'm giving you this in condition you give me $100 within 30 days. Even she followed it properly and gave within 30 days. I'm in Gadeshis. Which you might say it's obvious. There's a story inside a person, Shamali, says his wife, Hareze Gittich. Here's what I get. I'm a Nashit Titanly, it's Talisi, on the condition you give me back my shirt. But of the it's Talosa, and she lost the shirt. The question is she, when he made that condition, was he so pedantic, he dafka wants the shirt, or the equivalent is good enough? So Rab Shimon will hold, the equivalent is good enough. I'm a Cham Titanly as the Meg, equivalent good enough. And we'll soon see that Rabban argue they hold if he made it conditionally, give him back the shirt, you must return the shirt itself. And according to some of the Achareinim, Achleikis is whether we say Shav the casket, exactly, but not according to the Chacham. And Gemara will explain. Says the Gemara, my vetitin. So what happens? You say, I'm giving you the get, I'm giving you $200. What happens? Avuna says the get is retrospective. That means the get happens as soon as she receives it, but she has to give the money later on. And it's only like any other condition. And when she fulfills it tonight, then it's retrospective. Rabbi Yehuda says, lekeshetitin. You know when the get becomes valid, effective? Only when she gives the money. My benai, what's the difference? Ike benai, the difference would be, what happens if she niskareya get oisha avad? Come, let's say 30 days when she gives the money, she lost the get. If you learn that the get is retrospective, so she already received the get, she's divorced. But if you learn that the get only takes effect when she receives the money, no, where is the get? You don't have it. How can she be divorced?
She gives the money, the get's inactive.
Exactly, so she's lost it. So then, she cannot be divorced.
You got the same she's
we already said before, according to Rabbi Yosi, said that the husband has to provide for her, surely that she doesn't cannot eat truma. And according to Chacham, how the husband does, also she can't eat truma. It's only a special takana that we provide. Yeah, she's chol v'reah.
Why do you need such a weird curse? Simple. Could she get remarried? I mean,
she can't. How do you know? Because Kozman, she didn't give the money. Everyone's married to Kozman, she didn't give the money. She's a married woman. But when she did give the money, what's pshat? Is the get that she received?
Yeah. It was the get activated from Freya or not?
Yeah. That's right. No, this is a Tanai. This is a Tanai. So it's different than Breya. Remember, Rashi had the Memvav, the Chilum Tanai, and the Ramban there argues. Back to Rabbi. Rav Huna, I'm a vehititin. Ain't the tzichim many get changed? Second get. Rav Huna, look, the get only effective when she gives the money. So therefore, tzichim many get changed. The second get. But Tanana, Megabe Kedushin, Guy Gavin, we learned the exact same machlek is when it comes to Kedushin. If a man gives Kedushin to a woman and the woman accepts and she says, I'll accept the Kedushin on condition, you give me $200. And then he gives it to her, when does Kedushin take effect? Is it retrospective or only when he gives the money? If a man says to a woman, I'll give you your Mekudish to me and I'll give you $200, Harei Mekudesh, she's Mekudish. And the Mishnah says, and then he must give the $200. What does it mean? That it's retrospective. And when he gives the money, she's Mekudish from when she received the Kedushin in the first place. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Likish Yitin, and my benayu. This is what you're saying. Ike benayu she pashti yada vekiblu kedusha macha. What about in the interim? She's to accept the kedusha second person. If the kedusha is retrospective, so she's already married, engaged to the person number one, she cannot accept kedusha person number two. But if you say that it's not what do you call retrospective, if you say that it's not retrospective, but rather that it's that it's a yitin, so then she's married to guy number two. Rav Huna Amar Bahu Yitain Trab Amu. That's true also. Well, you realize what kind of idiot is, he'll come running in and try to get quickly. Who Yitain Trab Amu Mikayim, it's a regular Tanai. Tanai also, that's all it is. If you know Malik Shitin, the Chiyavla, who Dava Gedushin, Hashal Ava Gedushin, it's only Gedushin then. Says the Gemara, it's exact same machlekes. Why do we need to argue in both cases? Tzricha, the Gemara will explain in all angles why you need for both. Saifa Rav Yehuda and Saifa Rav Huna. The Yehashmin, if we only know by kedushin, that what Bahar, I would say Bahar come, but over here Rav Huna says retrospective. Behu yitei mushum the kareiver ka'asi. What's the whole idea of a kedushin? You want to marry her, and you're giving offering of money to get even closer, get on a good side. You want to do the right thing. So therefore, Rav Huna says it's retrospective. You want kedushin to happen. You want it to happen, so you want to happen as early as possible. So maybe it's retrospective. Avol gab begedushin by gedushin the lechayke ka'asi. It hurts. You're getting rid of it, but it hurts. You don't really want to get rid of your wife, but you painfully decided you have to get rid of her. But maybe you want to give yourself time, breathing space. Maybe you'll change your mind. So you don't want the kedushin to be quick, smart. Maybe you want to delay it. So maybe even Rav Huna will be moider. That's not retrospective. It only happens. In other words, you want a month's time to think about it. That's why you made this condition, so that in case maybe I was an idiot for trying to divorce her. So therefore, you don't want it to happen straight away. Maybe Rav Huna is moider the luchayke kasi and moider Rav Yehuda. That doesn't happen till you give the money. I would say b'hokam Rav Huna v'hitite that was that it's retrospective. Because by Gedushin, since he divorces his wife, he has no shame whatsoever after he divorces his wife. His ex-wife, to go to her and say, where's my $200 you promised me? Abu Gabi Kedushin, what happened here? She's married to him. You think after she's married to him, she'll start losing it, where's the $200 you promised me? It's my wife. What's the difference between you by me? She'll feel very uneasy. So maybe she said, I don't want to be married. And maybe there wouldn't be money. You're not married until you actually get $200. Because if she's not married, she doesn't have the busha to ask for it. Once she's married, what's she going to start a fight? She's embarrassed to ask. If you only know by kedushin, but how come only Rabbi Yehuda says that? What that it happens at the moment? She's embarrassed to ask, so she wants to delay their marriage until she gets the money. The husband is not embarrassed at all to ask his ex-wife for the money. It's retrospective. If you only know by kedushin, how come he's trying to distance himself from her. Maybe he wants some breathing time before he makes the final decision. He wants to happen as soon as possible. Makes it ask you a question. So one guy says retrospective, one guy says that it happens when it happens. Says, this is your get. $200. Even though at the time when he gave the $200, the get was ripped up. I should never. It was lost. Megureshes. Was that proved clearly that the get is retrospective? And since she already had a get 30 days ago, so therefore, as soon as she gives the money, she's divorced. Well, but she shouldn't marry anybody else until she gives the money, because what happens? She doesn't get the money. She's a married woman. So clear, Raif me that it is retrospective. That's the right Rav Huna. Another question. Oh, Tanya, you learned how to raise a get the following the get as a condition, give me $200. Vom Mace, and he died. Nasna, if she gave the $200 while he was still alive, then the get was retrospective, and it's kukuli oven. Lai, not enough. If she didn't give the money, then obviously she's not divorced, it's kukuli oven. Rab Shimon Begibel Aymer, Noisenes La Aviv, Oila Achiv, Oila Echav, and Akravim. He doesn't have to necessarily give it to the father. He can give it to any of the relatives. Ad Kanli.
Once he's died.
He wants to die. Now, what's the machlekes tana kam bar shingul? The only argument of technicality. You said a condition you give me. When I say me, do I include my orphans or not? So they're only arguing the definition of li. If li means li v'loyli yorshai, or li means li v'loyli yorshai. But in theory, they all agree that if you would have clearly said li v'loyli yorshai after he died, you can give it to the yorshim. She's a free woman. How? If the get does not take effect until you give the money, he's a dead man already. How can it work? Must be that the get takes effect while he was still alive. When you give the money, it's a tanai. Another proof to Rav Huna that it's retrospective. I can't really plead yellow the mass of a leave a little yershai, mass of a leave a little yershai. Or the coolie album, me to know have to you for Rav Huna, the cash of Huda. I'm not Rav Huda, the defenders of Huda says, you're right. I'll tell you, these two brises follow a certain opinion. What opinion? Ha, mani Rebbe, they follow the opinion of Rebbe. Ta'om Rav Huda, but Rebbe, we have, if you say mehayim, it's clear I meant from today. But if I say amanas, if I say me'achshav means for today, if I say amanas, I'm the condition, what does the word amanas mean? Machlek is Rebbe Melchamim, for amanas means me'achshav, or means from whenever you do it, that's when it happens. Rebbe holds.
It's actually interesting. Who are you saying the name of Rebbe?
Yeah, obviously, somebody between.
is about look of Rabbi Yehuda in this particular
the samurai Rabbi Yehuda.
Rabbi Huna. Rabbi Huna is having machlokes Rabbi Yehuda.
But Rabbi Huna didn't.
You rely on the price from Rabbi that Rabbi Huna brings that price.
That's true. Two things. Rav Huna didn't hear directly from Rebbe, he couldn't. He would have Huna. That's right. Also, Rebbe doesn't learn braises, it's a reisha Reb Chia. And what about Rebbe? Kola oimer al manask is ke'eme ma'achshav dami. Every day manask ke'eme ma'achshav dami. Therefore, these two braises follow Rebbe, and that's why they wild is ke'ma'achshav dami. But I follow the Rabban who hold that manask is like whenever you give the money, that's when it takes effect, and therefore I have no problem with these two braises. Upliga Rabban the Rebbe. No dami ke Rabban, I follow Rabban. When I was in Bavel, I repeated once to the people there what the Rabbi Huna said in the name of Rebbe. Rabbi Zedel Chatzchila did live in Bavel, and then he went to Yisrael and he forgot everything he learned. So this must happen before he went to Yisrael. So I was in Bavel, I repeated this. Sorry?
He remembered something from
no, he says, Kavin and the bubble, when I was in bubble.
Exactly, so yeah. I remember something when I was in bubble.
Yeah, okay, he didn't forget everything.
He remembered the event.
His forgetting, you know, Halavai, we read no shas like after he forgot it. Please, Rabban Aleh, the Rabban and argue, that's what we said in bubble. Skisliki, when I went to Yisrael, Ashkachte, Rabba Asi, I found Rabba Asi, the Yosef, he said, Rabbi Yechon, Hakum Moidim, Ba'im Amanaske, Machadami. There is no machlik, is whether you say, everyone agrees if you say Amanas is Ke'im Ma'achshadami. Everyone's not like Rav Huna who said that the Machlek is Rebbe Rabban. Everyone agrees Amanas is Ke'achshav, is effective, it's retrospective. Lay Nechaku, you know where the Machlek Rebbe Chacham is. Ella B'mahayim Elachem Isa. There is no Rebbe Chacham arguing about Amanas. The only Machlek Rebbe Chacham is when you say Hayim Elachem Isa. If you remember, in the Mishnah we had a few days ago, the Chacham is saying Elachem Isa, we're not sure what he meant. Did he mean today or did he mean after death? He changed his mind. And Rebbe says, no, since it's Ayyim, it means and today, so tonight. That's only Machlek as we know. But Tanya, we learned, because this is what we learned. Ayyim, Elachem, Isa, get, Vein, get, Yocham. That's when they argue. Rebbe, Ayyim, because they get to get, because it's retrospective, because we ignore, we say it's a tonight. But when it comes to Amanas, everyone agrees, it's Kim Achshad on me. So there's no Machlekes. So what's going on here? What's the problem, Huna? So Rabbi Yehuda said, well, Rabbi Yehuda, the Amanas Pligi, Rabbi Yehuda who argues, he maintains. And he follows the pinach chachamim that it's not machshav, but it's from today on. So why? I mean, the miflagi. Why the argument case of hayyim alachamisa? Hayyim, you clearly state today. Liflag by amanas. Teach you say a bigger chiddush. He didn't even say word it should affect today. All he said was amanas on the condition. And Rebbe holds that even amanas is kimachshav dami. So the bigger chiddush. If I know that Rebbe holds by amanas is kimachshav dami, surely that hayyim is machshav dami. The Rebbe, to tell you Rebbe's chiddush that even though you said la'acha misa, nevertheless it takes effect today. Why do you say b'amanas? Even though you say b'amanas, it does not take effect today; it takes effect then. We always try to mechadish the chiddush of leniencies because that takes more knowledge. If you give me 30 days, it's a valid get for the Gemara. I need a mission for that. It's obvious. Pshita, ma'ot, I would have thought, kepeda, lav, kepeda. Even though he said 30 days, it didn't mean necessarily 30 days. He only wanted her to hurry up. So he said, you better get me in 30 days. But if he didn't, we'd be Michael. Come on, shalom, no.
He
wants a 30 days, exactly. He's very pedantic. Following being pedantic, so now we understand the next part of the mission. The guy said, I want my shirt. I say, money's good enough. But the Chum say, it's not good enough. Because we're so pedantic, if he said, I want my shirt back, he only wanted his shirt. My Tana Diktoni, what's going on here? What's the story about his shirt? How does that fit into the Mishnah? Maisa, why are you telling us a story? A few words are missing in the Mishnah. This is how you should learn. Imam Allah, Manashe, Titanly, Mr. Lucy, if he says to her, on the condition, give me back my shirt. Of the it's the loss and the shirt got lost. It's the Lisi Dafka Kamala. Upon hold, he wanted Dafka his shirt. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel says, "Titan loy as the meh." Rab Shimon ben Gamliel says, "No, you can give the money as well." Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, Rab Shimon ben Gamliel says, "I prove to you, my son Nami beside the mech Chacham Lishti said to wife, 'How does he get the Chacham Lishti in the Lisi Kamal shirt?' But of this little shirt, but Om Racham Racham said, 'Titan loy as the meh, give the money.'" Boy, Yimenei Rab Asi, Rab Yechanan, Rab Asi. So that's the machlekes. Boy, Rab Asi asked Rab Yechanan, "Hareze gitich amanashe titnli masayim zuz." Rab Asi asked Rab Yechanan a question. Here's you get on the condition you give me $200. Because of amalam mechulach, and then he said, "What halach is?" He said, "This is you get on the condition you give me $200."
And then he said to her, "Mechulim lach." You know what? I'm making you the $200. Now he made a condition. When he gave her the get, once you get the get, you can't change your mind. If you want to change your mind, you got to give a new get. So the question is this called changing his mind after he said, "I give you a get in condition, give me $200. Then he realized he doesn't have the money. So he says, "I'm mechul." How do we view mechila? If you mechila means I forego my tanai, it's no good. Because at the time when you gave her the get, exactly, so you have to give another get. But if you say when I'm meichel means it's as if I'm, you know what, in my mind it's as if I received the $200. That's pshat mechila.
You're being meichel the debt,
which means it's as if I got it. No, so you fulfilled it tonight. You fulfilled it instead of giving me $200. You gave me the satisfaction knowing that I, as if I got the $200. Ki'ilu is kabalti. Then it's a valid gift. So that's the question. What's mechila? Mechila means I'm foregoing it. Mechila is as if I received it. Says the Gemara.
Depends what you want.
What is the generally any time in life somebody owes you $100 in your meichel, what does that mean? That means you never got the money back. What it means that in my mind it's as if I got paid back and goodbye. Don't worry about it. What does mechila mean? Is mechila harene ki ilis kabalti, as if I received it or not? Says the Gemara, tiboy is.
Won't that depend on the circumstances?
We'll see in a minute. Yeah. To my money now, not to my money else. Yeah. Same question. But, yeah.
If a poor man owes him $100, he will say, "Nebuchad Rachmonis on the guy, and I'll suffer my loss." So
what does Meichel mean?
If the rich man owes him $100, he says, "I'm not going to suffer anything, but the reason I'll be Meichel him is because then later I'll use this for leverage against him, get something out of him." You know what I mean? It's totally in the circumstance.
But what, so general question, what does it mean, Mechila, legally? The legal term, not your psychological. What does Mechila mean? When you're Meichel son, what does it mean? We have in Hilchos Purim coming up. You have this in Shulchan Aruch and by Shlach Manos. So a guy gives Shlach Manos and you say, "I'm Meichel." Did you receive the Shlach Manos or not? Same question. Yeah, is the mitzvah been done or not? The question is, what does Mechila mean? If Mechila means I received it, it's as if I received it, you're Yetzir. If Mechila means don't worry about it, don't help anybody. Okay, so that's true. Okay, let's see what the Gemara says here.
So now, if you've got a minhag that you give only one shlach mona to somebody,
that's right, and he's nice enough to meichel you.
The guy says to you 1 year, don't give it to him. Does it mean that did you be yotz to the mitzvah because it's as though you've given him and he's?
That's exactly the same question. Yeah. Says the Gemara, "Mao tiboyil rabbanon tiboyil rashim and gamlil." The question is rabbanon. The question is gamlil. The Rabbanon, who are very pedantic, and they say, if I say my shirt, I want my shirt. So if I say I want $200, I want $200. And here I'm Meichel, that's not what I wanted. So the tzai wasn't fulfilled. Ad kan lekom Rabbanon, or you can guess, ad kan lekom Rabbosom el och legabo. If it wasn't Meichel, avol hocha kom lemchol. Since I was Meichel, good enough. Ideal for bag leg come and when those bags, at least he got money for it. He got nothing. El lekom if I is a bedomi, avol gamri loy. Question, so what is it? Is Meichel, did I get something or not? You know, Mechila, you got nothing. And you got nothing, so you're not divorced. You did not fulfill the condition. The condition was she has to give you $200. She didn't give you $200. You were Mechila, but what's that to do with getting? That's what the Gemara learns right now. Says the Gemara, it's not so posh. If you remember the Gemara in the Dorim, where we had clearly the Gemara, the Ke'ilus Kabalti. Hey, so last year question we learned.
So what's going to be the status of this woman?
What do you mean? If you get to know, she's a married woman or she's not a married woman?
Yeah.
No, that's no suffix. Either the halacha is like this or halacha like this. That's the question. Either she's still a married woman because the get is not valid, or she's a married, she's a divorced one. Yeah. Hey, that's a question. A guy says to his friend, "Koinim, I don't have any." Remember this Gemara. A guy says to his friend, "I don't have any benefit from you unless you take care of my son, and give him some good, nice gifts." That's what he. And then he comes over and says, "You know what? I'm meichel you." Says if you gave it to him. The din is that I can be meichel the neder, but I made a condition, and the kozman, the condition wasn't met. I cannot be meichel unless I go to a rov to be oikrit. So the Gemara there says, "Hareini ki ilis kabalti." I have a right to say that it's as if I received the money. No, so we see clearly the mechil is not stamped just to walk away from it. The mechil is that in my mind, I already got the satisfaction as if I got it. So what's going on? You're awesome to me. I don't have any benefit for me. If you don't give it to my son, a sizable amount of wheat, or yain, 2 barrels of wine. Rab Meir says, also that you eat it. He takes it, the neder, the val neder, and he has to give it. I don't even have to go to Chochot, but like a neder, I can be matter. Why? How? But Omer, I say, Hareini ki'ilu his kabalti. You could say, I'm meichel you, as if I received it. So what do we see from here? What does mechila mean?
Not time I'm walking away. It's as if I received it. No, if I get the same thing, if he tells his wife the $200 that you have to give me, as if I received it, the tenai was met. Hochi hash. This is very interesting. This is what the Gemara said before about circumstances. Hossam over there, why did he ask his wife for $200 by the get? He hates his wife. He's trying to make it as painful as possible, and therefore he wants to needle her even more. And so he says, I'm Michael, but the purpose of the tonight was not the $200. You know, it's to cause her as much hardship as possible. How do you do that by what means kabbalti? How did your kabbal of the $200 doesn't in any way meet the purpose of the tribe, which was to hurt her? So therefore, it's no good. No kabbalti there.
His kabbalti could be tshuva.
Doesn't matter. So changing your mind means you didn't meet it tonight. So it's not a good get.
That's his tshuva, though. He's saying, but
you didn't meet. So you didn't meet it. Take the get away and give another get. You didn't meet it tonight. Over here, he wanted the son to have more money. But then the son didn't need the money anymore. He already had more money. So therefore, you can say kabbalti. Allah Yitzhak, I no longer need the money. So that's the circumstance we look at. So sometimes we say ki'il is kabalti, and sometimes we don't say. A person once said to his crop share, Kuli Alma, the whole world, Dolut, Klas, Dalvos, the whole world, they irrigate fields. This is their job, to irrigate the field. They do three times a year, and they get paid a quarter of the crop. At you, Doli Arbo, I want you to do it four times, but I'll pay you more. I'll give you a third of the crop. He wanted to do it a fourth time. It rained. And he didn't need to irrigate the field because it was heavy rains, a downpour. Omar, the question is, can he collect now a third because he said, I was ready to irrigate, but the Abishah made it rain. What do you want me to do? Are you pedantic or not when you said four times before I can get my third? Omar, Rabbi Yosef, holy dollar. The fact is, I didn't meet the condition. The condition was that I have to do it four times. I didn't do it. Doesn't matter why. Therefore, I only get, I get like everybody else, a quarter of the field. I'm ready to do it. I didn't need it. So ki'il is kabalti. It's as if as if the job is done. Who cares if it's an Abishah for me? It was done. Lema l'cheder. Rabbi Yisiv, the Amar Karabon. Rabbi Yisiv is being pedantic. I said I want my shirt back. I only want my shirt back. I said I want you to water the field, and you didn't water the field. You don't get anything. The Rabbi, the Amar Kashim Lul. I don't care if the shirt or the money. I don't care if I want the field to be watered. It doesn't matter to me whether it's your water or the Avish's water.
Why don't we go back? If he says the usual one is to water three times, I want you to do four. But in the case of three times, with it rains a lot, do they get paid? Is that the water three times?
It doesn't matter. I'm asking you for an additional time. The condition for you is not the third three times. It's the fourth time. So it doesn't matter the three times.
The same thing. Is it as long as it's watered irrespective of Kayev? Or Dafka, you have to do it?
Three times, there's no condition. This is what everyone does. Three times, three seasons, whatever it is you do. If it rains, it rains. It doesn't rain. It makes no difference. I'm making a special condition with you that I want you to do it a fourth time. And you didn't do it. You made it rain. So the question, how pedantic are you? Says the Gemara, the Tizbur, does that make sense? Doesn't make sense. Why? Well, Kaimelon Hilchas Kavosid Rabba, the Halach is always like Rabba against Rabbi Yosef. We'll see in tomorrow's Gemara, except three times. Imagine Rabbi Yosef is mentioned almost all over Shas, and he hardly gets a Halach like him, like Abaya. Here, Rabbi Yosef and Abaya, both of them. No, Rabba was Eikah Harim. Rabbi Yosef was Sinai.
And
Rabbi, he's done with both.
Yeah, but more it seems that there's a lot of interaction between
them
and Rabbi Yosef.
Yeah, yeah.
But Abaya and Rava, it's mainly like Rava.
Exactly. So Abaya and his teacher are both.
Talmud inherited from his Rebbe.
That's right, Nebuch. And yet, and if the halach is like Rabbi, and according to you, Rabbi follows Shem Gamlil, that we're not pedantic, and yet the halach is not like Shem Gamlil. It must be that the halach is like Rabbanon. So how can that be? How can the halach be like Rabbi, and yet the halach is like Rabbanon, if you're saying that the two don't agree? Rabbi Yisif Rabbanon. Rabbi Yisif Rabbanon, that we're very pedantic, I want you to irrigate the field, and that's it. The Rabba Malach, and not I, the Omri, I say like what? That even if the Abishah made a rain good enough, I feel that Rabbanon, even the Rabbanon would agree to me in the case of the shirt where they hold that you have to give me my shirt, but in the case of the rain, it doesn't matter. Why? Why do you want a shirt back? Again, he wants a needler, he wants to make everything as difficult as possible. Go find that shirt. I know it was lost for 15 years, you go finding it back to me. He just wants to make her life difficult. So therefore, he dafka wants a shirt. Abel Hocha, what is he? Why does he want to irrigate the field? Because I want you to irrigate the field because I want to make sure that my crop grows. Mishum Havachu, the fact is it rained. Who cares? So therefore, even a bonnie might in this case be not pedantic. So now we learned, Hossam, the din is that if I sell a house within a walled city, I have 1 year to get it back. And if I get it back, it's like the whole year, the money you gave me, paid for the house, was on loan, I'm giving it back to you. But what happened? What used to happen was on the last day of the year, when the person who sold the house now finally got his money together, he wants his house back, goes, suddenly the buyer is not to be found. He hides in the basement, locks all the doors, doesn't hear the bell, doesn't hear anything, no phones are all turned off, hears nothing. And once the day expires, the vendor has no right to take the house back. That's what happened. So Hillel, the good guy Hillel, he saved the Prusbel. He also saved the situation here. What he did was, but he showed in the beginning, interesting, why do people wait till the last minute? This is what happened. If you would have come a day, 2 days before, the guy wouldn't have hid. It's the last day, finally, the last minute, you come to try to get the house back. So people used to hide. Okay, but this is what was going on. Okay, fine. Kideshe Cholud Loy. Why? So that the house should remain with the buyer. He doesn't want to give it up. Hiskin Hil Azokin, a friend of the people, she he choylished as ma'oisav lelishcha. He made a new takana that if the vendor, original vendor, has the money, don't worry about the buyer. Come, we make a special bezna room. You bring the money in.
Treasury department.
Exactly. To us, as if you bought the house back. And the buyer of the house, when he wants his money, he can come and collect it. He doesn't want money, too bad. But you can then go. Get some security guards, break through the door, and go and take your house back. The aim is Saishi, it's Allah, Yovitl Maisav. And then the buyer, when he finally swallows his pride, will come in and collect his money. But oh, my Rabbi says, Rabbi, so what do we see from here? That I can force the buyer to take the money. So we learn from here that in the Sina, Balkar Chashman Sina, that a forcible acceptance of the money is considered accepting the money. Because he'll made a special takana. So what do we see everywhere else? I cannot force you to take the money. It's only Hillel made a special takana here that the buyer who refused to take the money, so we're going to make a takana. It's not fair, so we're going to allow the vendor to take to throw the money at him.
No one will sell a property then.
Like that, and also we treat it like a loan, like a buyer forcing borrower forcing the lender to take your money back. So mitakanose shel Hillel nishma. Where we learn from here, the hareze gitach. From here we learn that. I say, here's a get. What happens if a man says to a woman, here's a get, you must give me $200 within 30 days? And then he hides for 30 days, or even doesn't hide. She sees him and he refuses to take the money. What happens then? And she throws the money into his pocket, throws it into his house. Is she divorced or not? From here we see she's not. Only in the case of Hillel that he made a special takana that you throw the money at the buyer, it's considered as if a transaction took place. Weary did not make the takana. Only if the guy's a willing recipient, but he's not, nothing happened. The Nostan Lay Medaita Migadeshes, only if he willingly took the $200, she's divorced. But Al Korchai ain't Migadeshes. How do I know that? Mid the Eats of the Hill is good in the Sinaba Korchach, the Havel in the Sinab. We see McLeod, the Baalma, everywhere else. The Sinaba Korchach, the Havel in the Sinab. That's what we see from here. That's right. One more line to finish the Gemara. What's that? No Shkayachs. Otherwise, we'll stop right in the middle. Maskilor Apapa has a question. Vitei what I've seen, but Ashi Vidilma perhaps ki itzich leilit kunei shaloi befanav. Maybe you know why he'll really nesina bakor. If you're standing there, the woman walks to her husband and he doesn't want to take the money and she throws the money at him. Too bad, she is divorced. Over here, the guy went in hiding. You can't. Where are you going to throw money? The guy's not around. Maybe that's shaloi befanav. Maybe that's when he'll made a takana that even though the guy's not there. Yeah, but he's not around. So maybe he never got it. Or he doesn't know about it. It has to be. He has to be aware of it. So maybe that's why he'll have to make a special takana that even though loi befanav, you go to this room over here, middle of the city, and the Bezdin has a special room and put the money there, deposit the money there. That's a special takana. But normally, if I see you, I could. Well, how do you learn from Hillel regarding the good? That's not Zohar doesn't want it. Maybe he doesn't want it. Maybe that's the whole thing.
He wants
the house, exactly. Or maybe the husband, doesn't want to divorce his wife. He realizes he's an idiot. Maskara papi teirab simarashi v'dilm. Perhaps ki yitzich leilis kunei shalei b'fonav. The guy is not there. Avol b'fonav. But the guy is standing and the wife comes there. Bein medaita bein mebakocha haben esina. Maybe this is no raya from here. Maybe in the sinah bakocha esina if it's b'fonav. That's the first version. Two more lines. The other say, okay, we'll do that tomorrow.